Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Jen Hobby, who is Susie and why do we talk to her from time to time?
Well, Susie's your friend who decided to travel the world all by herself. She had enough money saved up maybe to get married, buy a home, but the marriage thing didn't work out. So she said, you know what? I'm going to spend it on doing what I want to do. I'm going to travel around the world and go see this planet that we live on. And she's doing it all by herself. So we are learning along the way with Susie. We've learned about all kinds of different countries and cultures so far. I think we're all pretty envious of the journey she's taken. So we're following her throughout the world. Bert got her a universal international Verizon wireless cell phone. So we're getting in touch with her that way all over the world. And she's sharing with us her experience.
And she's either in a wind tunnel or she's got the phone in her esophagus right now.
Well, close to it, you guys. I'm on a boat in the Mediterranean.
Oh, nice.
How nice does that sound?
Excuse the wind.
How nice does that sound? What kind of boat are you talking about?
It's incredible. We rented a boat today. I'm here for my girlfriend's wedding in Sicily. She's marrying a Sicilian guy.
Uh-huh.
So we're all out on the boat, basically touring the most beautiful ocean I've ever seen.
Look at you. You know what? Set the timing on this so perfectly, because there you are with all your friends and stuff. And you're like, excuse me while I pull away, while I call a radio station in Atlanta and tell them about my travel.
Right. Interview, because I'm a radio personality. Exactly.
I told you guys.
No, it just worked out this way. The wedding's tomorrow, so we all wanted to go and relax on a boat. And I was like, I hope the phone works out here in the Mediterranean, but it works. So we're in luck.
Very cool. Is it like one of those catamaran type deals or?
It's just all white and just Mediterranean. I don't know what it is, but I'm just lying on the back here in my bikini like, a diva.
Nice. Now, last time we talked to you, was you still in Asia? Have we talked to her since she was in Asia?
Yeah, I was on the roof of a Vietnamese restaurant.
Right.
Right.
After that, I went to Thailand and just kicked it on the beach for a while, and now I'm in Sicily for my best girlfriend's wedding. I've known her since kindergarten, and I came here for the wedding. She's marrying a Sicilian guy in his hometown.
And you say she hasn't gotten married yet, or she's getting married?
She had a wedding in New York a couple weeks ago, which I missed because I was in Cambodia or something at the time. And his whole family is still here, his mom, in the town he grew up in, all the relatives, the brothers, the whole thing. So they planned a second wedding here in Sicily, so I came to that one.
Is there any, comparisons that you can make between weddings that are being prepared for in the States as opposed to over in Sicily?
So many things are different. First of all, I have watched all the Sicilian relatives pile into the house the couple days before the wedding. It's different here. They all come over the days before to sit and have their espresso and bring the envelopes over and everything. So I saw two uncles, these Sicilian guys, these hot-tempered guys, get into an argument about wine. I don't know what they were talking about for 4 hours, screaming and yelling at each other. Nobody's upset, but everybody's screaming and yelling. So, yes, I would say it's a little bit different here at a wedding.
See, here we argue over religion and politics. In Italy, it's all about the wine.
It's all about the wine. Everybody's uncle has growing grapes for the wine, and, there's a lot of politics around that issue.
What else can you tell us about Italy? I mean, a lot of us have never been there before, so kind of paint a picture for us.
I mean, if you guys could see what I'm looking at, beautiful, craggy, incredible terrain. There's olive trees, fig trees. There's grapes growing everywhere. The food, you guys, I have never had better food in my life. Even if you just go for the simplest thing, everything's beautiful. I can't even, the tomatoes taste different. The pasta's perfect. The olive oil, it's just, they don't play. They just do not play here with the food. And the water is, I had no idea the water in the Mediterranean was going to be turquoise. It looks just like the Caribbean here. Everybody's out on their boats. It's like people here work 2 hours a day. I don't know how they get away with it, but but it's Italian style. I'll tell you something. These guys know things we don't know. They're living a beautiful life here. I'm like, whoa.
Now, I know when my wife was in Italy, she thought maybe it was because of her blonde hair that the Italian men really seem to have kind of a swagger towards her. Are you finding that to be the case?
One of my girlfriends was like, oh, the guys in Italy are so lecherous. She used the word lecherous. I have not seen that here at all. To me, the guys, they look a little bit longer and a little bit harder maybe than they would, you know, in New York, but it's like it's a pretty sexual culture. It's definitely like everybody's beautiful here, so I think that adds to it. But I haven't had that kind of experience, and maybe it's because I look like the rest of these girls. Yeah. I have dark curly hair,
yeah.
And Stacy's obviously blonde and blue-eyed. But no, I haven't gotten any of that. So maybe it's more like if you look foreign.
Now, Jen, you've been, so.
I was going to say, I've had the experience. I was going to say, Susie, you got to go to a nightclub. Go out.
I have not been to a nightclub.
Go dancing, and then you might have a different opinion.
But Jen's blonde.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
So many girls have said this to me from America. I know it must be true, but I just have not experienced it. I guess I'm not as hot as you, hotties.
No, you're plenty hot, girlfriend.
I told these guys, and I haven't revealed to them your amazing small world story.
You guys, everyone who's listening, just hold on to a stationary object because this is the craziest thing that's happened to me yet on this trip. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Rome. And first of all, just like let's rewind. For the past 7 months, I have been in the craziest corners of the world. I've been in big cities. I've been in Rio. I've been in Phnom Penh, and I've been in Hanoi. And the whole time, I've had a feeling that I am going to bump into somebody I know. And it's crazy, and it's against all the odds, but I've just had this very strong feeling. And so I'm always looking around. People think I'm crazy. I'm like, it's going to happen. Today's going to be the day I'm going to see somebody I know. And I'm always like, who's it going to be? Is it going to be an ex-boyfriend? Is it going to be a childhood friend? I'm not sure who it's going to be. Okay. Now I'm in the Colosseum in Rome. And I'm sitting there. I glommed onto a free tour so I could listen in on the English without paying for it. So I'm standing around this tour guide listening for free. And all of a sudden, I see a face that looks very familiar, but I'm not sure. It's a familiar face, but it's not the face of an old friend or family. I'm trying to place it, and all of a sudden, I'm like, holy moly. I didn't say moly, but I'm on the radio now, so right. Holy moly, right? I'm like, I think I know that person. So I jump in front of that person's path, and I say, I know you. And this person looks at me and says, his eyes are telling me, I don't think I know you, but you could tell he's like tripping out, like, who is this girl? All of a sudden, both of us, it clicked at the same time. It was Jeff from The Bird Show.
What?
You
yes.
are kidding!
In the Colosseum!
You are kidding!
Oh, my.
What are the odds?
That's great.
Literally, my mouth got dry, my leg was shaking, and I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, my God.
I could not believe it. First of all, I had no idea he was vacationing there with Jessica. It wasn't in the journal. Nobody knew. I never tell anybody where I'm going next. I like to just pop off. He had no idea. We were both just tripping out. I screamed. I hugged him. I was like, I cannot believe this.
Because I forgot this, where he
goodness.
Is.
Isn't
oh, my God.
Weird. What does that mean? I'm not like, it's a coincidence. It means something from God. But I'm like, I told my mother, I was like, Mom, The Bird Show is part of my life every day on this trip. Every day I'm thinking about the readers. I'm thinking about Bird. I'm thinking about you guys. What am I going to say? What am I going to write? Mm-hmm. I'm always going to the internet to check my email from you guys, you know, from the listeners. And I was like, The Bird Show's with me every day. So, of course, I bumped into somebody from The Bird Show.
That is
great.
So wild. I mean, and Jeff was in Rome for several days. So it was the same day he decided to go to the Colosseum.
Right.
Same day I decided we were in the same
crazy.
Corner. We could have been on opposite ends of the Colosseum. He could have been up. I could have been
crazy.
Down. It was a random time of day. It was like 4 p.m., I mean, come on.
And,
and the Colosseum's huge because Ryan and I just went a year ago, and there's different levels. I mean, there's tours going on all over the place. The fact that you were sneaking in on his tour, that's even crazier. I mean, just all the elements that had to happen for you guys to line up in the same place.
Exactly. All the planets that had to line up. It was, I mean, I wish somebody could calculate the odds. If there's a statistician listening out there, I'm like, if two people were in the same city at the same time, what are the odds?
Isn't that a trip?
But
But it's just like she said, you know what? There's more out there than we realize. Because the fact that she had that energy of the Burt Show in her mind all the time, I just really believe that,
I'm with you. I believe, they always say, like, I read books every once in a while about how to, like, be a better person. And they're always like, if you're scared of something, you attract it. And if you believe in something, you know what I mean? You're attracted too. And I'm like, whatever. It's been like one of the most important elements of this trip has been this show. And I'm I bumped into Jeff. It's the strangest thing, man.
Wow.
I bet he freaked out.
Oh, totally.
It was so encouraging for me.
So if you guys want to, you got to go and check out the journal. We can't stress this enough. Like, everybody that goes and reads the journal, I get a ton of emails from people going, oh my God, it's like a soap opera that I can't stop reading. I wasted 4 hours at work today reading about it.
And it's not just the journal, too, because Susie has pictures. So when she said today about the waters of the Mediterranean or turquoise, well, you can see that soon on all the hits Q100.com to the Burt Show page, and all that information is right there.
Susie, I wanted to tell you, you're becoming a great photographer, too.
Oh.
Your pictures are awesome. I mean, your pictures from Southeast Asia, those were moving.
Thank you so much.
Go check it out, and you can email her there also. Now, where are you heading next?
Dude, I'm going to Africa.
All right.
Where first?
I had no idea. My friend's husband told me you could take a ferry boat from Sicily to Tunisia, which is in between Algeria and Libya. And I was like, you can? Okay. And I bought a boat ticket. So after the wedding, I'm going to travel on Sicily for about a week. And then I'm going to hop on a boat. I'm going to be in northern Africa, you guys. I can't believe it. I'm going to be in Tunisia.
Very, very nice. All right, so the next time we touch base, you'll be in Tunisia.
You got it.
Very good.
Great talking to you guys.
All right, good talking to you, Susie. See you later, huh?
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
The Burt Show.